Okay, up next will be Oregon State coach Mike Riley. Oregon State travels to Oregon for the Civil War on Friday evening. Coaches online, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. The first question comes from Ann Peterson, the Associated Press.
Hey, Mike, how is Sean Mannion responding this week? He's had an overall great season, but it appears like his confidence might be shaken a little bit.
Yes, I get the question. He's actually good. He is, much a realist. You know, he wants to do well. He works real hard at it. And, he's kind of always the same. He comes back to work. He starts learning. He spends extra time up here when he has it in the afternoons. And just getting ready to go. I think he's great that way, Ann.
Thank you, Mike.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Mike, what's the diagnosis after a couple of days for what went wrong against Washington?
Well, Ted, it's like what didn't. You know, it was just a horrible deal by all of us, for sure. You know, it was the tangible things are that you've got to stop the run in football today. I know everybody's dynamic, throwing the ball and all that stuff, but you've got to stop the run and you've got to run the ball. And that's where we failed miserably the other night. You know, if you can't keep a defense a little bit at bay, that's what's really come back to haunt us here against these better teams that we've played lately, better defenses. You know, the common denominator in our league, the teams with the best defenses are at the top of the league, and there's a reason for that.
What do you know? I know sports writers are always talking about tone and the mood and stuff like that, but I mean, it is an interesting dynamic for the Civil War that both teams are kind of limping into the game. How does that play into it in your experience as a head coach when you have two teams that are pretty disappointed in where they are and what's going on just in the most recent game?
You know, isn't that interesting? Our game has been, you know, so dynamic here for lots of years in a row, and it still is for sure. And I think that what you just said is the team that handles wherever they are right now the best has the best chance to look good and play well. Now, these guys are really good, so we're going to have to be, I mean, so drastically different than last Saturday night. Can we do that is our issue, you know, and so we're just looking at them through the course of their year and what they do and what they're capable of. So, but I think it's going to, for us, it's how we handle that and fight back. That's going to be the key deal. We got a long ways to go from Saturday night to do that.
What was the issue with the run defense after looking at film?
Well, you know, I think it started with responsibility, you know, gap responsibility, and then it went on with not finishing tackles, you know, and not getting anybody to the ball. It was I would have to say, Ted, that was as out of character as I've seen us play ever. I shouldn't say I'm at a loss, but we just have to coach better and play better than we did. But those are the two key issues that way.
Was there any correlation? I mean, it was the pass defense against Eastern Washington that was it just guys? Was it similar in kind of the makeup to what went wrong in Eastern Washington, even though it was a different aspect of the game?
Yeah, it was all focused really in the run game and up front. I mean, they hit some balls on us, and we went to sleep on a couple plays where they got two big hits. But it was definitely an issue at the opposite extreme about handling the inside running game and this running game in general, you know, whether it's showing up on the edge or in a gap. It was not very good.
Great. Thank you.
That's putting it mildly. Yeah.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Do we have any additional questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time. You do have a question. I'm sorry, there's no question at this time.
Okay, very good. All right, Mike, thanks for your time today. Good luck in the season finale at in Eugene.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay.
Bye.
We'll-